Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise. Today's episode is all about dropshipping on Amazon versus eBay versus Shopify. And the reason I wanted to do this episode is because a lot of people ask me in the very beginning if it's smarter to start dropshipping on Amazon and eBay versus Shopify because they drive traffic to your listings for you. And yes, there's a lot to that. It's interesting to think about these websites as they are not just websites selling products. They are actually marketplaces where you can actually list products for sale and you can make money. eBay is the most well-known marketplace out there because it's based on an auction format. And they also have a lot of buy it now listings. And so it's a great place to go and start a dropshipping business for sure. Because if you put a listing up there and you optimize it for the keywords that the product serves, it's likely that somebody's gonna find that product, and if they wanna buy it, they'll buy it. So both of these websites have done a great job of building a huge consumer base over time. They have huge email lists, and they do a lot of ad spend, a lot of marketing, and they spent a lot of money on brand building as well. And if you look at Amazon, they've done some of the best work with brand building, where people that buy on Amazon, they most likely buy on Amazon all the time because they know that they can get the best customer service. If anything goes wrong, they just get a refund immediately. And the same kind of goes with eBay. They also have some great buyer protection. So it's a really good place to start because you know they have a built-in customer base. Now, the only thing about dropshipping on Amazon and eBay is that you're not building your own list. You're not building your own customers. You don't get to keep any of that data. Amazon and eBay, they keep all that data. So you don't really build a real business. You don't really get to build your own client base. Amazon eBay keeps all the client data, so they get to remarket to those clients and all that. So there's multiple ways to start selling on Amazon and eBay if you really feel like doing that. You can do Amazon FBA by private labeling a product. You can also drop ship on Amazon by going to a product and actually clicking sell it yourself. So, you know, for instance, if I go to show you guys a certain department in the home garden and pets, if I just show you kitchen and bath fixtures, for instance, I can take you to one of these categories and kind of show you what it looks like to drop ship on eBay. So let's just say we're selling fans here. Let's just choose this one. Hopefully it works. Yeah, so you look over here. It says have one to sell. Actually, I'm going to move it up here because I'm pretty sure I'm right here. It says here have one to sell, and you can click sell on Amazon. And sell on Amazon will take you then to the seller signup page. And so the cool thing is, of course, you can create a Seller Central account, and you can actually list yourself as a vendor of this item. If you go down here and you say, and you click this little button, new from, and this, if this item was sold by multiple vendors, you would see all these different vendors down here. So it's kind of cool. You can actually really easily, with just a few clicks, add yourself as a vendor of an item to Amazon. So yes, it's easy to get started. However, you're not going to be able to just dropship on Amazon with that method. You're going to need to start an e-commerce site, and you're going to need to get suppliers first, and then you can use Amazon as a sales channel to increase your revenue. And so I never suggest people to only dropship on Amazon, because the problem with that is that, again, you're not building a business, and you're really going to limit your ability to get suppliers and your ability to scale your business in the long run. The same goes for eBay. If you want to dropship on eBay, it's possible and to do it in the long run, but there's a lot of ongoing work you have to do because it's not your business. Somebody else is running that business for you. eBay is running that business for you. So you'll have to always be finding products and always be listing them and stuff like that. And it's a very time intensive thing. Is it a great way to start? Sure. It's a great way to get started selling online because you don't need all the marketing experience. You can just make a listing and hope it sells. And I've done it before, and that's how I got my start. I started selling on eBay when I first started with e-commerce. Way back in 2008. So, you know, it's been over 10 years now since I've been selling things online, and I realized the best way to do it is to build your own website. Back in 2013, I finally started to build my own website out, and I used a platform called WordPress and WooCommerce in the beginning. And then right around 2015, I decided to make the switch to Shopify after I sold that business. I started a new one, and I used Shopify to start it up because Shopify is a lot easier to run, and it's a lot easier to manage. It's a managed platform. So you have a whole company that will actually manage the platform for you. and you can go about creating your business. With WordPress, you don't get that. WordPress is a is an installation you put onto a hosting account, and if you're lucky, you can call that host provider and they'll help you with it, but usually not. And if you want WordPress managed hosting, you have to pay a lot more for that, and so the cost benefits don't really work out. Shopify is really cool because you can drive a bazillion people to that website. It will never crash because they use a system to make sure that there's always bandwidth for all of their sites. It's really cool. So unlimited bandwidth, product inventory, customer data is available in Shopify. Website is fully customizable, comes with a blog, online store is built in. You don't have to add any plugins or functionality to make all the functionality work for you. Obviously, you can accept credit cards. And of course, they have 24/7 support, so it's really cool. So the beauty of Shopify now is that they actually give you sales channels. And this isn't how it always used to be. It just became this in the last 6 months or so. But if you sell on Shopify, you can actually now link your store with Amazon and with eBay. So I always recommend people to start selling on Shopify. Start a niche-specific store, like one product category, and then put up a demo site, make it look pretty, and then find suppliers and get the suppliers on board, fill out the dealer apps. And then once you have their products on your store, you can set up with the Amazon sales channel, the eBay sales channel, and even other sales channels like Houzz. And you can import your product data to those accounts you have at those companies, those marketplaces. And if that product sells there, it's also recorded in your Shopify store. So all your e-commerce data is in one place. And if you fulfill it through Shopify, it automatically sends that fulfillment information, that tracking info, to that sales channel. So it's really cool. And so I recommend people start with that because you're going to be keeping all of your customer data and you're going to be able to still take advantage of all the traffic that eBay and Amazon sends to those product listings. And but what you're going to be able to do is also build a way to drive traffic to your own website, and so you can keep way more of the profit and you can build a list. Now, speaking of profit, one of the biggest drawbacks of Amazon, selling on Amazon, is the 15% fee they charge. 15% of gross. So that means this $90 thing probably, you know, cost the person upwards of $12 just to sell on Amazon. So, that's a big fee. And so when you're looking at like a 25%, 30% gross profit margin on dropshipping products, that's a big chunk of that, right? And that's tough, right? So it's not a good idea just to focus on that, because then you're going to be making like 5% after everything's said and done, even though you don't have to spend marketing costs. But Amazon, the problem with Amazon, in my opinion, is that they've really spoiled their customer base. So everybody that goes to Amazon understands they can get, they can file an A to Z guarantee claim. They can get a refund right away if they need to, if they want to. If they have buyer's remorse, it doesn't matter. They can still return the product. And so with dropshipping, especially with high ticket dropshipping, it can be very troublesome to deal with that, because you'll have people that buy your products on Amazon and then they either get buyer's remorse or they're just not able to be contacted, so the delivery goes astray. And there's a bazillion other issues that we ran into dropshipping on Amazon. And although we did make a few thousand dollars a month doing it for quite a long time, for a year and a half or 2 years, we decided eventually to drop it because it was such a big pain and hassle to deal with all the stuff that came after when you're dealing with customers that don't know, what freight shipments are and how they work and stuff like that, and they don't answer their phones. So it's a lot easier to sell on Amazon using their FBA, and that's private labeling. So it's taking a product like this, finding a supplier in Alibaba or something like that, importing, 100 of them or something to Amazon's fulfillment warehouse, and then Amazon sells that product for you. You just have to create the listing. And that way, Amazon's sending all the traffic, and Amazon fulfills the order, and if there's a refund, Amazon handles that too. So in my opinion, that's the way to go with Amazon. But if you want to make extra money, then definitely go for the dropshipping. I can highly recommend you to not dropship complicated products or big products, and that might be avoidable in high-ticket dropshipping, obviously. Just know what you're in for, okay? And the same goes for eBay, except eBay has a little bit easier going with the whole returns process. The eBay and PayPal are interlinked, so people that have issues will actually file a claim either with eBay, but most likely with PayPal. And PayPal takes a little bit longer to approve things and stuff like that. They don't just automatically give the customer their money back. So especially for high ticket merchandise, if something gets delivered and it's damaged, and the customer opens it up and it's damaged for some reason, and they feel like just filing a return, they have buyer's remorse at that point, there'll be a little bit more of a process to do that through PayPal, as opposed to Amazon, where they'll just say, hey, doesn't matter, refund the customer, pay for the shipping back, and you'll lose out all the profit and all that money for shipping. So again, you deal with Shopify, you can set your own terms and conditions on your website. You can say if somebody buys, gets a product and it's damaged, that there's a process you have to go through in order to you know, finish it. And if somebody has a problem with it, they actually have to go to their credit card company and file a chargeback at that point. So it's a little bit more of a process, a little bit more troublesome for them, and a lot of people don't even go through that, even though some people do, and it is a big pain in the butt to deal with credit card chargebacks. And when it's friendly fraud, which is where it actually wasn't from a fraudulent order, it's just somebody who decided to file a chargeback, that can be a big pain in the butt too, and you have to be really careful. And dealing with that is very important. You have to make sure you have all your ducks in a row and send all the information about the order and make sure that you're doing everything to take care of the customer in the meantime and stay in contact with them. But with that said, it's still better to have your own website, because your own website, like I said, you set your own terms and conditions, and customers have to agree to that before they buy from you. And you can send those terms and conditions to the credit card company. We actually won quite a few chargebacks. The only one we didn't win was because there was a confusion in the orders that they placed on our website. So yeah, you can actually win chargebacks. It's not that hard. But moving forward, I think it's really good to sell on Shopify, start your own niche store, build an email list with people that come to your site, drive traffic yourself. Now you're going to have to pay for that traffic. So you can get free traffic with blogging and stuff like that, but it takes a lot longer. So in the beginning, you're definitely going to want to use Google AdWords and their product listing ads or shopping ads. Maybe there's even their search text ads, some retargeting ads, things like that. You can use Facebook ads, like retargeting ads, people that go to your store. You can use Facebook ads for sending people to sales funnels, you know, like a buyer's guide or something like that, sales funnel for your product category, and build a list that way. And then you can remarket to them with email marketing, with Klaviyo email marketing plugin, which is, you know, it's an app with Shopify. And it sounds like a lot of work, and that's because it is. But the thing about it is that once you have all that built up, you have your own platform. You don't have to pay Shopify 10%. Shopify takes 0%. Fee. They charge you a monthly fee, $29, $79, depending on which package you get, but $29 to start. So $29 a month is $1 a day. And if you get an order and it's $500 profit, you're keeping that $500 profit. You just have to pay for your marketing expenses. So now you have to pay attention to Google AdWords account, to your Facebook ads. But it's really manageable. And I teach all this stuff in my e-commerce academy. So you can learn how to start a Google AdWords campaign with Google Shopping Ads and set it up correctly so that it doesn't cost you a ton of money right off the bat. And I teach how to do that really in depth with my multiple campaign priorities and all that stuff, and it's really cool. Now, Shopify is also a place that has an exchange. So if you go to exchange.shopify.com, you can actually see examples of websites that are created with Shopify. If you're on the homepage, you can just scroll down, and I believe there's a button down here somewhere where you can find stores that are for sale. If you go up to resources on the Shopify homepage, you can see, there's need products to sell, and then there is a websites for sale button. So websites for sale will take you to Exchange, and Exchange is cool. You can click the little dropshipping button at the bottom, and it'll take you and show you all the dropshipping stores. Now, I will give a word of warning. Most of these dropshipping stores are like low dollar items. They're not the high ticket stuff that I teach how to sell, but with that said, it's not a big deal. You can still look at the website, and you just click on it, and it'll tell you how much it's making, how much it's for, and then you click View Website, and it'll take you right to their website. So you can see what Shopify stores look like, and they're really cool, and they're really slick, and you know, they're pretty. I like Shopify. It works really fast compared to other websites, and they have a really great checkout system. So it's like a squeeze page when you go through checkout. It's really nice. So Shopify is great, and I highly recommend it. I definitely do not recommend starting a niche store on eBay or trying to just start dropshipping on Amazon. I don't think it really works that well anymore. I know a lot of people do it, but it's not really a long-term business model. The more long-term thing to do is actually build a brand. So by starting a Shopify store, you'll be building a brand. And by driving your own traffic, you'll be building a list. And then you can, of course, expand that and scale onto eBay and onto Amazon if you please. But the thing about that is you have to be really careful, and you have to really build in policies, and you have to build systems to manage the customer service issues that come through those marketplaces. You can only imagine what those companies go through. So you have to be able to manage that stuff. And it's good to build that for your own business too, anyways, because in the long run, when you do scale, when you hit 50,000 a month revenue, 100,000 a month revenue, it's going to be a lot more difficult to manage your daily going on. There are going to be a lot more phone calls, a lot more emails, a lot more, you know, return requests, a lot more tracking info requests, a lot more everything, right? Question and answers and stuff like that. So yes, you can scale a business really big using just a niche Shopify store. And you don't even have to have eBay or Amazon connected to do that. You just have to learn how to optimize it really good and learn how to send optimized traffic to it. and learn how to optimize your email marketing and your retargeting. And that's all the stuff I teach in the E-commerce Paradise Academy for high-ticket dropshipping. So definitely go check that out, guys, if you are interested in getting started. You can sign up today. It's $47 a month for course access only, and $97 a month gets you one coaching session per month. There's also a partnership deal in there where I will actually partner with you on a store, and you can check that out in the course. So go check that out, guys, and we'll see you in the next episode. Take care.